Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maybe I should call Target, their corporate office. Do you think so?
I
need therapy
clearly,
right now. I need
clearly to, this has made an impact made, on you. And can you explain what happened? If no one has heard the Target story.
First, give you the phone number to call in and share your thoughts. 644-9850, good and bad.
I'm concerned for you.
Now, as you know, I love Target. Sure. I can't help myself. I love it. I always find stuff there. So I'm there. Target back on point. They had that little blip in the radar where they did that Disney thing at the front. I wasn't a big fan of that. But they're now back on point. They've put their swimwear out. They're ready to go.
You're happy with their game plan.
Happy. Totally happy. Store looks good, Valentine's Day stuff out, mm-hmm. Christmas stuff on sale, blah, blah, blah. So I go, and I had a return at Target, and then I was like, ooh, I think I'll just go pick up this one thing because I forgot. So I go and pick it up, and so now it's just literally one thing, which is a miracle for me. So I'm going to go to the self-checkout registers where you just scan, bag, pay. Mm-hmm. All of that was good. But there's a couple pieces of information that you need. Yesterday for me was a TV day. TV days, I can tell you, I look way better on TV days than non-TV days most of the time. Yesterday was a good day. Like, I felt put together, you know, and we all know our days when we feel put together.
Your hair was extra fluffy. Your eyebrows were even.
Thank you. I felt good. So I did until.
You looked very presentable.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Until that moment, swipe, pay, I look up at the self-checkout. I see myself on camera, which I'm used to seeing. But this camera, I'm talking, they need a different filter. They need to get Target. You're a big company. Why are you making your shoppers look like, and I would use a word, but I can't because of the FCC. But Target, why
not their
would
best.
It, Target, why wouldn't you make us look beautiful? I know you want to know who's shopping at that register for security purposes. I get that part, but it's so easy. I could put a filter on it. I'll pick one from Instagram. I'll pick one from Snapchat. But why are you making everybody look like that word I want to use, but I shouldn't because I'll get in trouble.
Unflattering?
Is that the word you're looking to use? I'll compare it to this and you're like, well, I don't know what
is
you're talking about.
Shorter.
I almost said it. Here's what it looks like. Have you ever had that moment when you're going to take a picture of somebody and the camera flips and you see yourself and it's like, ah, ooh. Whoa, flip back. Quick,
don't want that person.
Whoever that is.
Is that a wanted poster?
Has this happened to you? Has anyone else noticed? And like, if there's ever been a campaign to get mad about, it should be that. Because here's the thing. I'm a big store like Target, right? One of the biggest chains, one of the biggest retailers in the country. And you want people to do self-checkout because that saves you a little bit of money or whatever. Why wouldn't you want everyone to walk out feeling like, dang,
I
look good.
A million bucks.
Did you just see how good I looked in that? And so I'm just wondering, has it ever happened to you where you look? I know Walmart has those cameras too. I've seen them. I don't know if Wegmans does because I've done the self-checkout horribly at Wegmans before. Every time they have to come
over
and help
me. I've never seen a camera thing. But the Target one, there's literally you 100%. Go up to the little thing and there's a camera of you back at you.
I want somebody to go there right now and like take a picture of themselves because really it's a thing. And I feel like maybe one of my purposes to be put on this earth was to fix that. So imagine if you looked great in this camera. Because there's a lot of times when you look up and you're like, oh, oof, ouch. Or it could be like, wow, looking good. You know, it could go one of two ways. And all you have to do is soften that camera up a little bit.
They gotta
fix it. 644-9850.
It doesn't leave a customer feeling their best.
Oh my gosh, Nick. It was like the lighting, that fluorescent
makes
lighting.
Makes me want to go outside and take my blindfold off.
Oh my God.
Right? I'll just look at the thing.
So I'm just wondering, has this happened to you? 644-9850. Have you been afraid of yourself in the camera?
You want to bird box it outside? What? I'm good.
I'm like literally like, that's a need to know camera filter. You need to fix that. And I just, who's the highest Target person I can talk to in Buffalo? Madeline's on the phone right now. Maybe she can shed some light on this. Madeline.
Hello, Janet.
Hi.
Hi. So, yes, I went to Target about a week ago, and I did the exact same thing. Had an amazing experience, then went to the self-checkout, and I already have a pretty big forehead, right? So I look up at this camera. Holy crap.
Right? Right?
Holy crap. I'm terrified to go back there now. Can't do self-checkout again.
Never again. Because, I mean, I'm sure, Madeline, you were looking good. And that camera caught the worst angle possible. But, like, what man, and excuse me for being sexist.
What?
But what man came up with that bad, awful camera, lens angle, and lighting?
Exactly. Can't they just give us at least black and white and just
oh my gosh,
get rid of the blemishes, right?
Yeah, but why can't we filter this?
Absolutely. I agree with you, Janet.
Thank you for calling, because I appreciate that, because any girlfriend with their own like sense of girlfriend standard would not let that be on camera. They would be like, no, you got to change the filter. And like,
how
could Target, a very fashion-forward store, not care about how we're looking on the self-checkout cameras?
Right? Don't they want us to use the self-checkout more? I'm scared of myself in that camera.
Thank you. I want, literally, we all need to start taking pictures and tweeting at Target, like, really? Because I, like, do a picture of yourself and then how you look in those cameras, and you do a side by each, and maybe Target will understand better. I appreciate you calling, Madeline. Hi, Kiss 98.5. This is Trisha. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Better now that I'm not in front of one of those self-checkout cameras.
I agree.
So what happened to you?
So I'm an avid Target shopper, just like you. Bored, go to Target, need something, go to Target. Every time I go to the self-checkout. And Jenna, every time I look up in that camera and see my reflection, I have one word that comes to mind.
What?
Potato.
Potato.
I look like a potato scanning my credit card.
Right.
No matter how good I look, no matter how beat my face is with my makeup, how on point my outfit is,
right.
Potato.
Potato. Trisha, how does that make you feel as a consumer as you're walking out of the store? Don't you feel a little bit like you are sad inside?
I feel like I need to go and get some sun and go to the gym and fix my hair and dye my roots, everything.
Maybe that's their passive-aggressive way of saying, hey, man, you should go back to the makeup counter.
What are you trying to say, Nick?
I'm just saying maybe they're making you look bad so that you go back and get more.
I'm telling you, this is something that needs to be fixed at a store where mostly women shop. I know a lot of guys do too. But you don't put us in a camera lens like that.
And then when you're cashing out and you're standing there and you try to not look at your reflection in
right?
the camera, but you always do. You do that like... keep your head level, but you move your eyes up so you can see it, and you're like, oh, my God, does anybody else see how terrible I look right now?
Jan, I've actually seen people make a face for the camera now, so they see they see their image, because you don't see it at every store, but Target, you see it, and then they do their little pursed lip, like they do their little head turn.
Oh, you don't recognize yourself. You're like
good side.
You're like baloney.
Hold on, that's not my selfie face. This is my selfie face.
I could so fix this problem for Target in about 6 seconds. I'm glad you called. Allison, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
Did this happen to you?
I'm in the land of no Target because I live in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
But our bank doesn't have the drive-through windows. We have the big cameras.
Uh-oh.
So it's not just me that looks bad. It's the tellers, too.
Two-way
camera.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, should they at least make the tellers not look like that? Like, their faces are, like, right there. They're like, we'll be with you in a minute. All you see is a big face, like a emoji or something.
And, Allison, I totally get the using the cameras at banks and everything, and I agree with you. It does no justice to the tellers either. But if they're going to use these cameras, can somebody please pick a better filter and a better lens? And
I can grab my dog and put her in my lap if she's with me.
Put her... Quick, serve her up. How does your dog look in the camera?
Beautiful.
Of course.
My
beautiful.
Puppy.
Yeah. What zip code is the middle of nowhere? Just out of curiosity.
14732.
Okay.
Yep. Like, I'm 5 minutes away from a ski resort in the middle of nowhere.
How much snow did you get last night?
A lot. Not as much as I thought we were going to get. School wasn't canceled, but.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, listen, pretty lady, I appreciate you calling. Neil, how do you look in the cameras?
Oh, it's not about look. They do it as a deterrent so people don't steal, because they're like, oh, this is what a mugshot's going to look like.
Literally, Neil, I was like so distraught last night. I felt like this needed to be talked about on Kiss 98.5. Do you know any Target general managers, CEOs, anyone we can contact?
I would just go in there and say, listen, come in and look at this mirror. Look at this camera. How do you look?
Yeah.
Let's take care of this.
I want to put the CEO on camera on those little self-checkouts and show them. Like, they need to know that this is a problem. You know?
Well, yeah.
I appreciate you calling. So the mugshot. So you don't steal because you'll have that as your mugshot. That could be a good point. Kristen, you're on Kiss 98.5. Hey.
Hi. I literally just left there, so this is hilarious. But I found the key.
What?
Not make eye contact with the camera. Starbucks is, like, adjacent. So I just look at Starbucks, and I bribe myself, and then go right there. That's the secret.
Yeah, so you ignore the most horrible selfie ever that's in front of you your entire experience.
Ignore it, because why are you going to do that to yourself?
That's a hard one.
Look at Starbucks, and you'll be fine.
Okay, I'll try that next time. Banky Girl Creations just messaged me. She said, exactly what you were talking about this morning. I knew I'd seen a meme about it. Target checkout cameras definitely need a good Insta filter. And what they had put down is, it's all fun and games until you see how ugly you look at the Target self-checkout camera. This needs to get fixed.
Drop. There it is.
I feel like maybe we could get the main number to Target or just call one of the general managers. Do you think anyone would talk to us? But I think they need to fix it because I don't think it's that hard to fix.
No, it seems to be a weird lens. Whatever horrible potato filter they have on there.
Nick,
it's not
it
good.
Feels like that, but it was just like, and it the way it hits you, it's just, I don't think if I'm a store, I want my customer walking out feeling like that's how you look in real life. Mm-mm. Because it's not how people look. It's Mm-mm. like the ugly.
Certainly not how you want to look.
No.
And I want to leave that store feeling good about myself.
Yes, exactly. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Michelle, you're on.
I had to laugh the other night. My husband and I were actually on a date night, and we had to run to Target. We have two kids. I feel like you're always running to the store for something. So we had run in there, and, you know, I was trying to look good, or I thought I was. We've been married 10 years. You know, you want to look nice when you go out. Until that camera came on, and I was trying to avert his eyes in every direction until the transaction was over.
Sweet. Right. Like, right.
Is that new? Honey, look over there. Oh, do I know her? Oh, look over, because it was just, embarrassing. I'm like, I look awful. I thought that I looked nice on my date night, and now I'm not so sure.
No, I'm telling you, I bet you looked amazing. That camera, and this needs to, I just think everybody needs to know so you're not shocked and you don't feel bad about yourself. I don't want there to be PTSD from shopping, you know? And that's what's happening. I'm glad you called, and I love that you do date night at Target. Rich, you're on Kiss 98.5. Hey.
I just want to let you know I'm appalled by what everybody's saying, because I went to Target last night, and I look really good.
That's a guy.
That's it, baby.
That's a guy right there.
Hold on to that thought. Ashley, you're on Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened, Ashley? Did you look in the camera?
Yeah, I always look horrible, but for surveillance, so not really to look at yourself, I guess.
Well, actually,
we don't need to see it.
Well,
then.
Here's the thing: if they want to surveil me, that's fine, and whatever lens they're going
to
look
at. Don't
show
it to me.
But yeah, I don't want to see that. I'm going to say that word.
True,
one of
the. True.
Yeah, like they can watch.
Why do I have to see it?
This is what I want to do. I want to put together a team of makeup artists and hairstylists and stylists together. Mm-hmm. I want to find the best looking person in Buffalo. I want to put them in front of the camera and prove.
Get Habes on this.
To a jury
down there.
Of our peers that this camera is not for the well-being of people shopping at Target.
It's not good.
No.
I want to go outside, take off my blindfold.
Right. I guess. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Ashley.
Ashley, did this happen to you?
Yes, and it caught me off guard so badly that I thought it was another woman just standing super close to me.
Yeah.
Not realizing it was myself. It was my own reflection. And it was like a funhouse mirror. And I was
Thank
like,
you.
This woman standing so close to me, and it was just me.
But isn't it so weird? Because it doesn't look like you, the person, does it?
No, and I thought it was just me that felt like that, just having a bad day, but that's not. But
takes a minute to realize who that person is, and you're like, oh, wow.
Literally, and Ashley, if it's any consolation, I felt that I was like startled. I'm like, what? Like, and I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And whatever they're doing, they need to fix it, and they need to make it cuter, because Target is about cute and trendy and fun and good lighting.
Yes, I agree.
They need to rework this. Brad's on the phone. Maybe he's got an answer. Brad?
Yeah, hi. Do you ever catch yourself making funny faces? Because I do. Because, you know, whoever's watching is getting one heck of a laugh.
Right, they have to. And I agree. I think we all kind of for a minute make funny faces, and then you see something on your face, and then you're kind of like doing the bob and weave. Like, there's got to be a better angle here. You know what I mean?
Well, I grew up, I had, you know, a lazy eye, but I wore glasses, and I fixed it, but I like to, like, look at it and cross my eyes and make it look like...
Oh, my gosh. I love you.
And you know the guy in the office watching, and he's like, oh, my God, this guy is a drunk right. or a fucking yeah. yeah.
This is the thing. This is the thing. Funny. They cannot let us see ourselves like that and think that we're going to all feel good about this. Somebody had to talk about this, and we are not afraid to talk about things that may have an effect on your life one way or the other.
Holding Target accountable, that's what we're doing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.